This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
And good morning. Joining me on the phone this morning is Brian Cannell. He is the president of the Don Litzelman Foundation here in Rochester. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for joining me, sir. And I had no idea. I told you off the air. I was a little bit embarrassed. I had no idea that this organization existed right here in our community. What is it all about?
Well, and don't feel bad. We're a small organization, and while we have been around, actually, since 2012, but we have a new initiative, which is why we're chatting. But we got started back then to honor and remember a great friend and fraternity brother, Don Litzelman, who went to Geneseo with us. He died of brain cancer.
Hmm.
And we had, we just decided that we wanted to turn a tragedy into something positive. We actually had lost touch. All of us had. We were a group of 13 of us who actually were founding fathers of a chapter of a fraternity at Geneseo. So, I mean, it was an unbelievable experience. We were unbelievably close. And then life happened. The fraternity didn't last past the mid-90s, and we lost touch. And it was really Don who reconnected us in 2007. He hadn't yet been diagnosed with brain cancer, but he knew something was wrong. And so he just started reaching out. And really, the formation of the foundation stems from a visit four of us made to see him in May of 2012. It was actually 2.5 weeks before he passed. And, the other three guys, I had not communicated with them, and we're talking probably 25 years at that point.
Wow.
And,
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we drove away just determined that to change that and to reconnect as many as we could. And then just over the next week or so, we were talking, and I guess it stemmed from wanting to do something financially for his kids. And one thing led to another. And obviously, fighting cancer was something very important to us. And it just grew to where we decided we wanted to put something together and selfishly maybe keep him with us also. It began as trying to raise some money for cancer research. He was a 2-time All-American lacrosse player at Geneseo. So we set up awards for him, both at Geneseo and West Geneseo High School in Syracuse, a scholarship there. And that's how we got started, very small. And then back last summer, had a conversation with one of the guys, and he was talking about his wife having a couple years prior been diagnosed with breast cancer. And I was thinking I wanted to do more, maybe raise a little more money and give some money, away to a cancer patient. We would have done maybe $500 or $1,000 once a year. But he was talking about how many organizations do exist who provide financial aid to cancer patients, but nobody tells the patients about them, and they're on their own to find them. And it's not a great time for them to do that. You get this devastating news. You don't exactly get 6 months to put everything in order. So I realized, well, maybe we could help the most people if it's just a matter of time and research. We can do that.
Sure, and help them when they're in their dire need there, yeah.
Yeah, so instead of them saying, starting with, Google and, what organizations give money, they just come to us. And then we've got a whole bunch of them in one place. We started, so it took us probably 4 months to do all the research and get the website up the way we wanted it. But we launched in November with 10 organizations. We've added 7 since. So, the point is you can go and find these organizations, and there's each has a box on our page. We have a cancer organizations page at DonLitzelmanFoundation.org. And there's a link that says additional info, and that's where you start, because that'll tell you just a little bit about who they help, who's, eligible, and how it works, so you can know if it's even appropriate for you. Some are specific to certain types of cancers. And then there's, of course, a link to their website, so you can then dive into it more. And we also created a cancer information page, which actually has grown even more, with lots of links to educational articles, tips, motivation, inspiration. So we just want to be a resource for cancer patients and their loved ones.
I think that's a beautiful thing, Brian. We are talking with Brian Cannell from the Don Litzelman Foundation, and I've talked to most of those organizations that you're naming off there on this very program, BCCR and Cancer Support Community and Pluto and all these other organizations that help people out. But I can't imagine, because I've been grateful and lucky so far to not get a diagnosis like that personally. I've had friends and family that have had it.
Sure.
But you're in that panic moment, and you're thinking about your kids, if you have kids, or your spouse and everything, and having this resource has to be incredibly helpful for them.
that's what we, you know, obviously our goal was. And as I said, you know, our thought was let's find some organizations that can give them financial assistance. But the information part, and it just keeps growing. I had someone reach out to me last week, and he's very involved in helping his ex-wife care for herself, and said, you know, she's in remission, but just because your treatment stops, and you know, as far as today, no longer have cancer, it doesn't mean that everything stops. Her hair hasn't grown back the way she wanted. She still fights depression. So that got me thinking. So we added a section specific to cancer survivors, some tips and articles and links that can lead you to, there are cancer support, survivor support groups. Absolutely part of what the cancer support community does at Gilda's Club here in Rochester. And then also he was helping her and said, even for caregivers, so I found articles. We made a section for that, too, just for caregivers.
And it's a one-stop resource, sounds like it, Brian, which is great because, like you mentioned there, it doesn't just end with, okay, the treatment's over, because then your life, I would imagine, is completely changed or you're on a different course.
Sure.
Which can be scary because you weren't planning on that before the cancer diagnosis either.
No, and in speaking with, you know, with Patrick, who brought this up to me last year, I mean, he's explaining to me, we have kids. I own a business that I run, and then this happens, and everything changes. You know, so having the time to just even do that research was difficult. Just when he thinks he might have a few minutes, the kids need something, or this happens. And for the most part, going treatment and feeling so poorly, you know, his wife, the patient isn't able to do a lot of that. So, you know, and thank you, because the hard part for us is now making cancer patients aware. Just because we're on the internet, it doesn't mean that we're magically going to be found.
Right. No, happy to help you guys get the word out for sure. I'm wondering, Brian, do you think that is part of what Don was in search for back then, all those years ago? He was trying to find resources, I know it was a different age back then with the internet and everything, but.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And I am grateful that 2 weeks after the four of us visited him, I went back and I got to tell him of our plans for the foundation.
Oh.
Now, this was not, I mean, we never dreamt this back then. You know, we told him that we were going to do some fundraising and whatever we could, you know, send off to research for cancer. We donated to the Jimmy V Foundation, both money as well as equipment to the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, where he got treatment. But most importantly, he was thrilled that we were going to keep his name alive in La Crosse by awarding the Don Litzelman Award at Beau Geneseo and West Jenny. But we never talked about this. We never dreamt of it. We didn't know. You know, we thought if we could raise enough and we gave out a plaque once a year that we would have accomplished something.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
We didn't know what this was going to lead to. And it obviously has been far more rewarding, you know, than we would have thought. But I don't know. I know that, you know, that's a great question. You know, I didn't talk about it with him. I don't know. We're talking not that long ago. I mean, he was diagnosed in 2007, 2008, and then, you know, until he passed in 2012, got treatment.
Yeah, I think he would be incredibly proud of what you guys have done. Like you said, not just from the La Crosse end of it, but being able to help out other people who are on that journey that he was on, that difficult, you know, cancer journey. Do you guys have volunteers, or is it just the folks from Geneseo on the organization? Or?
Oh, it's really just us. It's, you know, it's very small. We have no staff or anything. It's just, you know, many of the fraternity brothers. We bounce ideas off each other. It's a very small organization, and that's why I'm so thrilled to be able to do this, because we don't have much money. In the past, we had, you know, given money to patients we heard about who needed it. And it was wonderful. And believe me, I know how helpful to them. But like I said, that might be once a year. This, I firmly believe, is going to help far more.
Yeah, on an ongoing basis with that information source, the database that you guys have at your website, which is donlitzelmanfoundation.org. We are talking with Brian from the foundation. And Brian, do you plan on fundraising? Do you think you need to fundraise?
I mean, I don't know. We do a little bit, just really kind of internally. We used to have a golf tournament. It kind of fell off. So, I mean, again, this is new to us. I don't know. You know, we really have not, don't have any budget to do any actual marketing. I mean, could we go online and start doing pay-per-click and buy keywords so that we are found more? I mean, we could.
Yeah.
But quite frankly, that's hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. And I'm not sure if we raised it. Well, no, I can tell you I am sure. Even if we raised it, I wouldn't want to spend it there. I would want to give it to patients. I think we're fine doing it this way. We've been fortunate. We've had a number of people like yourself that have been willing to tell, help us tell our story. So that's working. And we're starting to work now through cancer centers. That's where we, you know, we certainly would love to get their help in letting their patients know about us. So that's next on the agenda. I don't think we're going to look to become any larger or raise a lot of money. It's the information part that we want to provide. So I think we're able to get our name out there well enough. We already saw, and it was, you know, granted starting from a small spot, but our June website visits were 141% up over May. So
wow.
I think this is starting to take hold.
Well, I think it's that boots on the ground that you're talking about. You know, it's a grassroots way of going mm-hmm. to cancer support organizations or services that already exist, like Cancer Support Community and other ones in our community, like BCCR and those guys. And being able to also maybe, like you said, in the future, connect with U of R Medicine or Rochester Regional to get directly when a doctor is
exactly.
giving that awful diagnosis. You guys have a pamphlet or something there in addition to those other groups.
Absolutely. We did make some flyers. We're glad to do that. Just so it's a resource. And everything from, we have two or three articles that are dealing specifically with what you should do when you're newly diagnosed. Again, there's information from various organizations specific to brain cancer, sarcoma, blood cancers, mesothelioma. So you can look for some information specific to yours. And it's always growing. The wonderful thing about this, I'm not limited by, you know, certain space on a page. We can keep adding and adding and adding to that cancer information or the cancer organization page. There's no limit to it.
Right, exactly. And that is the beauty of one of the bright spots on the internet is it's limitless as far as that goes. And
yeah.
you guys can keep funneling that information in to one spot. Again, the website, if you're wondering right now, it is donlitzelmanfoundation.org. You guys are a local Rochester organization,
mm-hmm.
which is great, and it's a great resource. And I'm wondering, too, do you think you might get into more services and stuff for kids, too? We've talked about some adult stuff. Are you seeing more need for that?
I haven't. That's interesting. It has not come up or been brought up. You know, now that you're mentioning it, I know we do have two organizations among the 17 are actually just for kids. So that is already there.
As a resource, you know, I think as a parent, you know, God forbid, I would never wish that on any parent. But if that day does come, having that right at your fingertips, I can't imagine, you know, the panic that a parent gets when they get that diagnosis.
See, now, you know, and thank you, because I will now, that was, you know, we have two organizations finding financial assistance that are dedicated to children, but now that just opened my eyes. I will, almost immediately, but we'll make a category on the information page specifically to, you know, if you're dealing with a child that has, I'm sure there's tips and great information out. So thank you. I'll make that another category. Just about a week ago, I looked at that cancer information page and realized it was actually pretty unwieldy. It was just, you know, it went on and on. So I organized it and I made an actual table of contents up top so that you could, before, you know, scrolling through everything, first go through the table of contents to see our categories.
Sure.
The exact, so you, and I've numbered them. And then below that are the actual links. There, they follow that number. So, oh, I was looking for something about mesothelioma. That's number 8, and I can get right to it. So I'm going to add a section and see what I can find for children. Terrific. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Happy to give you the suggestion. Well, I should say, like I said, I've got a 3-year-old at home, plus my wife works at the Children's Hospital in Buffalo. So I'm surrounded by, you know, the kid-oriented view of it all the time, I guess.
Sure. Sure.
I must ask, though, Brian, your background, you're talking about website development and categorizing and all that. What is your background, can you say?
Well, I actually spent a little time in broadcasting on the air, but I then went into sales. No, I have no experience with any of this. Learn as we go.
No, but I love it, though. You're passionate about it. You're willing to learn as you go. Where were you on radio here in Rochester, or?
A very long time ago, I actually did a public affairs program professionally. I do some play-by-play now, As I've retired, the last couple of years, I've been doing it for some local colleges.
Oh, very nice. Hey, once it gets in your blood, my friend, it never leaves.
Yeah, absolutely. The sports casting thing didn't work out all those years ago, but now, when I have some spare time, I've gotten back to it.
It all worked out. And, well, this is just amazing. I love the, I'm looking at your website right now, and it is a great resource as you continue to grow it and organize it and just help out families and people that get that awful cancer diagnosis. Again, the website is donlitzelmanfoundation.org, and we are speaking with Brian. He is the president. Well, appreciate your time this morning, Brian.
Oh, Ed, thank you. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.